here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and by PCB Wealth Management.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Poland says several Russian drones entered its airspace and were shot down over its territory. Poland describes the incident as an act of aggression. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It comes less than a week after Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to China, showing unity with leaders of China and North Korea. Since that meeting, Russia has staged its largest aerial attack on Ukraine since the war began.
Several European leaders say they think Russia is intentionally escalating the war with Ukraine. The European Union Commission president says she will seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the war in Gaza. Israel, meantime, insisting it had the right to target Hamas leaders in Doha, Qatar. Qatar says it was a violation of international law. The move has drawn widespread condemnation and risks upending ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments over whether most of the Trump tariffs can remain in place in early November. This is ABC News. Additional charges have now been filed in the stabbing death of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina. The suspect now facing federal charges that make him eligible for the death penalty. ABC's Alex Mallon.
We know that DeCarlos Brown had a lengthy rap sheet of offenses that range from things like burglary to assault. His family had repeatedly reported instances of potential mental health issues, that he had been hearing voices, that he had some types of schizophrenic behavior, and actually, even after this crime was committed, his sister told a news outlet that he believed that Irina was controlling his mind, and that's why he carried out this act.
Irina Zarutska was 23 and had fled the violence of Ukraine for the United States. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook, saying the firing was likely illegal and violated her due process rights. Another appeal is expected. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
The Richland Area Farmers Market will be open today, featuring the likes of garlic, corn, greens, tomatoes, green beans, potatoes, spring onions, microgreens, kohlrabi, squash, mushrooms, zucchini, onions, jellies, jams, plenty of baked goods, including a variety of breads, as well as pies, muffins, cookies, eggs, teas, meats to order, fresh flowers, maple syrup, maple candy, honey, and much more. George continues to be very curious and will be hiding somewhere. Last week, he was hidden in a pile of corn. They accept EBT SNAP bonus bucks every week. They also have a youth food token program for ages 4 to 17, thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County sponsorship. And don't forget to bring your boomerang bags to receive a coupon for spending at the market. Check out more at Richland Area Farmers Market for weekly updates. The season started Wednesday, May 7th. It goes through Wednesday, October 8th. Don't forget, the Richland Area Farmers Market will be open today from 1:30 until 5:30 in Richland Center at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, across from Center Pharmacy on one side and Quick Trip on the other.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 72 with some scattered light rain. For tonight, 54 for a high, 76 Thursday. And for Thursday night, 53 degrees with some foggy patches. Friday, a 30% chance of showers overnight and a high of 82. Mid to upper 80s on Saturday and mid 80s on Sunday. So far on the day, 0.03 inch of rain. And we are at our overnight low. It is 55 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. So basically, it sounds like summer is not done yet. On a Wednesday, September 10th, Scotty McCrary and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time?
when that song, it comes on. I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, a smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
Bottle Rockets in the Sky and Dreams of Summertime, Scotty McCreary and Hootie and the Blowfish. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, a day to recognize and lots of ways that we can connect with sources if we are feeling those kind of thoughts. Certainly lots of suicide prevention hotlines and whatnot. So today is a day to recognize that worldwide. Today is also International Makeup Day. It's also National Quiet Day. Now, that's not good for my business. Oh, I'm quiet. The alarms start going off here. It's TV Dinner Day. Oh, what a discovery that was, really. You know, I remember, you know, being a kid, that was kind of a treat. It's like, wow, we're going to have TV dinners tonight. Wow, okay. You know, that was kind of the day like when maybe Mom was working and Dad had to do the cooking or something. It's also National Hot Dog Day. Who doesn't enjoy a good hot dog once in a while, right? Celebrate accordingly on a Wednesday, September 10th. Coming up, we'll play Factor Henko. This is Dan and Shay's hit from 2019.
It was our first week at Myrtle Beach where it all began. It was 102, nothing to do, man, it was high. So we jumped in. We were summertime sipping, sipping. Sweet tea kissing off your lips. T-shirt dripping, dripping wet. How could I forget? Watching that body sway to every song. Souvenir, tangled up, soaring up your
say let's just stay right here till the sun starts creeping, creeping up. Right then I knew just what you were thinking, thinking of. When I looked at you, watching that blonde hair sway to every song I'd say. You were California beautiful. I was playing everything but cool. I can still hear that sound of every wave crashing down, like the tears we cried that day we had to leave. It was everything we wanted it to be.
Alabama with the ultimate to going to work, getting ready in the morning song there. in a hurry and don't know why. All right. Well, we have some great stuff to share with you other than Factor Hanko. Anyway, that's coming up in a little bit. Birthdays and anniversaries as well. We enjoyed our time last night with soccer at Richland Center High School. A very beautiful night for an activity in the great outdoors. So that was a good time and a lot of fun. And it looks like we're going to be all right, although a lot warmer as we head toward Friday night football coming up this weekend. Overnight lows will be, pretty much maybe in low 70s or upper 60s by game time. And hopefully we can keep the showers or thunderstorms away. Seems like every year we have like a lightning delay one of the weeks for somebody around the area. So hopefully not this week, but we'll see as that temp warms up toward the weekend and a very summer-like. So hopefully you haven't put away your summer clothes just yet.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even cake and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Every family is touched in some way by memory loss. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Geriatric Assessment Clinic would like to recognize the patients and families in our community who are on this challenging journey. You are not alone. Our clinic offers assessments that can identify the early signs of this disease and provides treatment options and other resources that can slow cognitive decline and support patients and families. Reach out to learn more.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey, Hank, what's
going
on?
Good morning,
buddy.
Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning. It's
behaving yourself?
No.
Are you? Well, so far, no. No.
Well, it's Wednesday. You get the night off for sure.
That's right. I do, don't I? Okay.
You're going to have to do some ice cream or anything?
Have to do something. Have to do some yard work or whatever. But
And you're getting around a lot better with your hip, Phil.
Getting a little better.
Yes, you are.
Yep.
So good for you.
Yep. You always wish that it was a little faster, but it's been, you know.
Yeah.
It's
been a process.
It's back there, and it's certainly better than pre-op.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, because you're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so today is Hanko or Facto.
Speaking of suffering, just kidding.
Well, it's not Monday.
Oh, I thought it was Chet's chuckle.
Cows are incredibly social animals. They often play hide and seek with each other.
I'm guessing that's true.
It is. Crazy cow hides. Yes, it is.
Crazy cow hides. Oh, good one.
Get it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Crayola. Here's your favorite. You know, you always wanted Crayolas.
I love Crayolas.
Crayola has 120 crayon colors.
They do,
although the human eye can distinguish about 10 million colors.
Really?
Yep.
I'll say that's true.
It's a lot of colors, though.
Wow.
It is true. That would be a lot of color names to invent.
They do have 120 Crayola, I believe. I'm pretty sure they do. And all these strange colors you've never heard of.
Yes.
You know, it's like
100%. Yes.
Mint, tint green, you know.
Phil's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like burnt orange. That's about as far as I got.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not a big burnt orange guy. It reminds me of Texas. Yeah. I'm not a big Texas fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Sorry I brought it up.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Back. And. Oh, it's a.
First one?
First one. Back. Yep.
Over the back.
Over the back. Over the shoulder. Two in a row.
Look at that.
Remember last week, you were like
kind of poor.
Yeah, it's 0 for 6 or something like that.
Probably
good.
Probably hadn't had my Lucky Charms in the morning.
Two for two, though.
Yeah.
All right. The oldest known knitted object is a pair of socks from Egypt knitted in the 11th or 12th century.
Wow. I'll say that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Woo.
Oh, no. Socks with sandals. Not a good look, though.
No. Black socks with sandals, right? That's what you wear.
I don't have a pair of white socks.
You don't?
Nope.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Even with shorts, you wear black socks?
Yes. Yeah, because I usually wear black shorts with black shoes.
Oh, I see. So that matches.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really hard to color them.
I like the white socks. I pull them up to my knees.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, Phil.
Like, hello, 1981 called. And
they want their legs
they
back.
They want their socks back.
Energy drinks have replaced coffee as the primary source of caffeine among all members of the American military, which reduces sleepiness and fatigue.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It's a bunch of Hanko. So military people over age 25 prefer caffeinated coffee, but those under 25 prefer energy drinks to fight sleepiness and fatigue. Battle buzz.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know that.
Oh.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Off the wall and in.
Yeah, it went straight in.
It went straight in?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it went off the wall.
No. Trained pigeons are banned in China because they deface public statues of honored Chinese leaders by pooping on them.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's not true.
It is a bunch of Hanko.
Crapola.
Yeah, crapoli.
Yeah.
Carrier pigeons are banned because they carry unauthorized political messages. Don't kill the mayor. Are banned because they carry unauthorized political messages. Oh. Don't kill the messenger.
Ah, interesting.
I didn't know that.
Woo!
I didn't know that all at right. all. But anyway.
Yes. Man.
It's like five for five.
I know it, man.
A preservative extracted from the hair of pigs and feathers of turkeys is used in most mass-produced bread.
Okay, that's true.
It is.
Gotta be.
It's true. L-cysteine? What is that word? L-cysteine?
L-cysteine preservative? Extracted from any number of animals that shed hair and feathers in bulk?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Christy would know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I
missed that one.
Did you miss it?
Yep.
From the outside, the New Guinea skink, S-K-I-N-K, skunk or skink, I don't know what that.
Skink or skunk?
Yeah. Looks like an ordinary lizard, but inside, nearly everything is green, and including its blood, skeleton, muscles, and membranes.
Let's say that's true.
It is true. Woo! Scientists cannot explain what benefits blood, green blood offers, but it sounds like a reptile dysfunction.
Yes, it does. Oh, boy. It's not even chest chuckle. On that note,
I got you one more.
Oh, okay.
Tallow, a form of rendered beef fat, is used for the surface of most plastic bags to help users pull them apart.
True.
It's true. Tallow is used as a slip agent on most plastic bags. However, pulling them apart is still a bit of a chore.
Yeah, I hate it. Oh, man. Take the next one up and you're like sitting there.
Exactly.
My glasses can't see where you're supposed to pull and everything else.
But. Exactly. Well, I hope you enjoy your night off.
Yeah, we're going to work on it, buddy.
Yeah, I got to go, so that's why we're a little short today.
Thanks. Thanks for all of the info today.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy.
Got us better in the know.
Thank you very much. Have a good day and be kind.
That's all Hank Bray.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Does your knife feel dull? Are your scissors struggling to cut? Your tools just not performing like they used to? It might be time for them to get an edge back. At Affordable Sharpening, you can get just about everything professionally sharpened. Located in Cos Plaza, Richland Center, they're experts at sharpening knives, scissors, lawnmower blades, axes, chainsaw chains, and more. They even sharpen shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. Affordable Sharpening, open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cos Plaza. Give them a call, 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just a little bit. This day in history, 1846, Elias Howe received a patent for his sewing machine. 1988, by the way of the U.S. Open, a win for Steffi Graf, completing the Grand Slam of tennis, the first women tennis player to do that since Margaret Court in 1970. The X-Files debuted on Fox in 1993, and in 1987 this day, Pope John Paul II arrived in Miami, where he was welcomed by then-President Ronald Reagan and First Lady Nancy Reagan, beginning a 10-day tour of the U.S. A few things from this day in history, the 10th of September. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Kylie Tivis. Best wishes from your friends at Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Greetings to old Tim Woodman today, who has a birthday. Greetings today to Tim from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, happy birthday to Brooke Hackle, Marie Biermeyer, Tim Woodman, Deb J. Muller, and Jason Cornwell from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the Twin Bluffs suburbs, best wishes to Tiffany Olson from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy 85th birthday to Dad. Have the best day to Gaylord Bartow. With love from Ange, Jeff, and the families. To John Huth from St. Luke Lutheran Church, have a great day. RC Lions Club calendar today to Lance Fiscus, to Jesse Adsett, and Logan Schmidt, and John Huth. Happy anniversary, Jesse and Jason Preston, and Troy and Marcy Sharp. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Samuel Mark Cup, to Autumn Hackett, Wendy Kinney, also to Brooke Riddio and Henry Schneider, to Hadley Bassett and Paige Nelson. Happy anniversary, Brian and Carol Cradwell, to Paul and Debbie Ryder, and also Cliff and Karen Schneider. Best wishes from everybody in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Deb Muller, Kylie Tivis, and Harry Young. Happy anniversary, Troy and Marcy Sharp. Happy anniversary to Derek Kalish and Jason Coy from friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy anniversary, Mark and Margot Aide from Butch and Margaret. And happy anniversary wishes to Mike and Sheila Draves from Cousin Charlene.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for quality dairy cattle, the Richland Cattle Center has the answer. Wednesday at 11:30, they'll be selling springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. They receive cattle 7 days a week. Check their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipsch at 608-585-3700. Don't forget the sale Wednesday morning at 11:30, where quality cattle meet ready buyers at the Richland Cattle Center.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Off and on light rain this morning, just 3/100ths of an inch of rain here in the studios, not in the studios. Now the roof's still holding out, but at the studios rain gauge, sponsored by Pratt Fielder and Cremation Service, a little bit of light rain and 56 degrees here at WRCO Studios. 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We spin one for our special couples today. Here's Alan Jackson.
Remember when I was young and so were you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. Made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when? Vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts. Made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died. Disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Glad for all the life we've had.
is Phil Mee wishing you the best. Have a great Wednesday. Joanne has the news coming up next here on a Wednesday. I'll check sports next hour, and our triple play will be on the air, plus our trivia question of the day.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 55 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Lots of clouds today with scattered light rain, mainly this morning, a high of 72. Tonight, mostly to partly cloudy with areas of fog later, a low of 54. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 55 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee met last night. Among the items on the agenda was a presentation from Carol Wirth from Wisconsin Public Finance Professionals, LLC. The purpose of the presentation was to present a proposal for authorizing general obligation promissory notes for capital improvements not to exceed $1,085,000. Levy limits restrict the county's ability to generate additional revenue to pay expenses inside the operating budget to a net new construction amount determined by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Richland County's 2025 net new construction in dollars is $5,278,300, or 0.27% as a percent. Expenses within the operating budget equal operational expenses and capital projects. Capital projects may be removed from the operating budget and provided for with short-term borrowing or general obligation debt that is not subject to levy limits. The capital improvements include clerk of court, register, and probate, $25,000 for technology upgrades in the courtroom. The county management information system, $80,000 for server refresh. The Highway Department, $500,000 for equipment. The Sheriff's Department, $209,000 for squad cars. And the Simons Recreation Complex, $250,000 for HVAC system replacement. The total of all the improvements is $1,064,000. Adding in the issuance expense of $22,750, totals $1,085,000. The committee voted to move forward with this plan for short-term borrowing to the full board on September 16th. They also approved moving forward with Quarles and Brady LLP for issuance of the general obligation promissory notes. Also, the current Memorandum of Understanding Agreement with Richland County Ambulance and the various municipalities is set to expire at the end of 2025. If approved by the full board, a new MOU will be offered to municipalities to provide ambulance services to their residents. One proposed update will be on the structure of the Joint Ambulance Committee, making it an advisory-only committee. Additionally, the rates will be based on the previous 4 years' call volume and will be based on $225 per call, with a minimum amount of $2,500 per municipality. Republican state lawmakers began circulating legislation aimed at eliminating state income tax on overtime earnings last week. The proposed bill would create a state income tax subtraction for overtime earnings. State Senator Rob Hutton, one of the co-authors of the legislation, says the legislation would more closely align Wisconsin's income tax code with the updated federal income tax code. The state lawmakers also say the legislation will allow workers to keep more of what they've earned and support employers across multiple sectors. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently introduced new rule changes for recycling programs in multifamily buildings across the state. According to the new rule, modifications, owners and managers of multifamily properties must provide an equal or greater ratio of recycling containers to trash containers. They must also provide enough recycling space to cover 220 gallons per week per dwelling unit. The rule changes further require haulers and material recovery facilities to provide recycling tonnage data to their municipalities each year. A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nudweski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students. Nedweski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol Tuesday. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of the pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order for pharmacists, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication. A dementia-friendly community training will be held Thursday night. The free educational event will be led by Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country.
The idea is, okay, so I know this person, I suspect this person. How will I know if this person who's acting differently or angry, you know, at the store, how can I tell maybe if something else is going on and I need to give them some grace and I need to maybe help them feel less upset and I want them to be able to leave and feel okay about our interaction. Maybe I can help them have a better day because their brain is playing tricks on them. They have this disease that makes them think that, you know, maybe get a little more paranoid or upset easily. So how do I be that dementia-friendly neighbor or community member? And so that's what we'll talk about.
Dementia-friendly community will be held Thursday at 6 at Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center. All are welcome to attend. No registration is necessary. Country music star Garth Brooks will open Summerfest in 2026. The show will be Brooks's first ever at Summerfest and his first show in Milwaukee in more than a decade. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday and include admission to Summerfest 2026 any day of the festival. Those with tickets can take part in a Garth Brooks pre-party that features live entertainment, food, beverages, and more. Brooks's last performances in Wisconsin came in 2015 when he performed two nights in the BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Wednesday, September 10th. Philip M. Brown, 69 of Richland Center, died September 2nd at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of service at 2. Philip M. Brown, 69 of Richland Center. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center, died August 30th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 1 to 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, followed by military honors by the Richland Center Military Honors Unit at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center, died September 1st at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 6 o'clock Friday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 4 to 6. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 to 7 and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74 of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delameter, 79, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from noon until the time of service at 2. Lois Jean Delameter, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, 76, died Wednesday, September 3rd. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th, from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Polish and NATO air defenses scrambling overnight as it appears Russia sent drones into Poland's airspace. They were shot down with the help of NATO forces. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says many European leaders think it's Russia's attempt at escalating the war in Ukraine. At the foreign desk, here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Top officials here in Europe calling this the biggest violation of NATO airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. And for the first time, Poland, a key NATO ally of the U.S., shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of those drones a direct threat.
Israel is condemning the comments made by the president.